When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Monique. Welcome to episode 50 of the Brown Vegan Podcast, where I love to share strategies on how to transition to a vegan lifestyle in a practical way. And of course, I love to bring on guests to share their experiences as well, because we know there's so much power in telling stories and relating to people and all of that good stuff. You can find out more about what I do and how I do it at brownvegan.com. And if you are new to a vegan lifestyle, be sure to download the free vegan starter kit at brownveganvip.com. So if you're on a walk or you're in the kitchen or doing something else and you're not by a computer, you can download the vegan starter kit by texting the word vegan kit as one word to the number 33444. That's vegan kit to the number 33444. And I will send that right to your email. On the show today, I have a special guest. I have Stephanie Williams of VeganWhat.org, and she is going to, of course, share her vegan story, and she's going to talk about why she decided to become vegan for health reasons, how she was able to get her husband on board. He's not a vegan, but he's very vegan friendly, and how she was able to make that happen, what you should do if you're looking to lose weight and also maintain the weight loss. She's going to talk about that. She has some very practical tips on how to make that happen too, and the importance of finding balance in this lifestyle and not feeling like you have to obsess over food, because I know that can be a concern for a lot of people, especially if you're trying to lose weight. Stephanie's going to also share some of her favorite meals and talk about her vegan cookbook that has amazing desserts. I actually ordered the cookbook, so I know it has amazing raw vegan desserts. She's going to talk about putting that together and also how her life has changed by becoming a vegan, because she had no goals on making this a business and how that has transitioned to her for her. Be sure to follow Stephanie on Instagram at VeganWhat and also on her YouTube channel, which is VeganWhat as well. All of the links and everything we mentioned in this episode will be at brownvegan.com. And so without further ado, let's go ahead and jump right into Stephanie's vegan story. I always start off by finding out why you decide, anybody who comes on the show, I always want to know why you decided to become a vegan and what year that was.
Oh, wow, the year.
I know.
Well,
it all runs together.
Right? I decided to become vegan for health reasons. I lived in New York for a while. I went to school in New York, and I lost a bit of weight just by, like, being in the city and having to walk, like, everywhere. And yeah. So when my husband and I got married, we moved back here to California, where I'm from. And I noticed that my weight started coming back up, because you have to, like, drive everywhere. And it just, like, it didn't seem like, no matter what I did, I couldn't get the weight off. And so I remembered, I don't know where I heard it from, but I remembered hearing randomly about Alicia Silverstone being vegan. And I had been a fan of hers, and I was like, well, let me check out, like, what she's talking about. And I went on YouTube, found a Google Talk that she did, mm-hmm. and she just went into, like, her new book that was coming out, The Kind Diet, and just talking about how veganism changed her life, the diet aspect, and as well as the ethical aspect. And so I was like, okay, well, let me try it. I mean, it couldn't hurt, and I need to lose a few pounds. So I checked out the book, and what I liked about her book was just, like, the ease of it. I didn't feel like pressured to be vegan right away. I didn't feel like I had to like know everything about veganism and be like, now you have to decide that you're a vegan and your whole life changes and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
which I was like scared about. So but I just liked that it was just like easy, and she just gave you the information and you were able to do with it what you decided. And so I just like eased into like cutting certain things out. And for a while I was I was able to like let everything go except for seafood. That was like the hardest for me, mm-hmm. because I had grew up in like a family where that was like huge. And so I was like, okay, but if I'm gonna, the more I read her book, I like leaned more towards the ethical aspect of veganism. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, if I'm gonna do this, I need to do this all the way. And yeah. So I just, yeah.
I can relate to the ethical side. Isn't it interesting how I feel like we all kind of came into this lifestyle for one reason and then end up on the like the opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to, you know, whether or not you decided to do it for ethical reasons or health reasons. Either way, you end up on the other side as far as some of your convictions about things. So
right.
Yeah, it's crazy how that happens. I like how you said that she didn't make you feel, you know, pressured, because I know sometimes for some people they don't want to transition because they feel like it has to be like an all or nothing thing. They're not allowed to.
Right.
Yeah, it's not allowed to be gradual. So I think that that's important to kind of make people feel really, you know, comfortable about their decision. So, yeah. Were there any other resources that really helped you?
For the beginning part, it was just her book. Mm-hmm. And then when once you start researching more, then you go online. And then I found like websites. I found other YouTube channels, and I just started getting into like finding stuff on like Facebook, finding pages on Facebook. And when I wanted to like start trying out restaurants and stuff, I forgot how you pronounce her name, Quarry Girl. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, it's Quarry.
Yeah.
She does a lot of. Does she still do a lot of reviews for restaurants and things like
that? No, I think she moved. I think she left. She like moved the country.
Oh wow.
So I don't think she does reviews anymore. But she like helped a lot as far as like I was like, oh, where are we going to eat like when we go out? And so that helped a lot with finding restaurants and. Just new stuff that was coming out. She like posted about that. So that helped me a lot. And, I just researched online, like scoured the internet for stuff. And I think that really helped as well.
Yeah. So what inspired you to start your YouTube channel? And I want to know this because I think you were one of the first, it was like I feel like at the time when I used to watch a lot of YouTube, when I first transitioned back in Utah, I'm talking. When I wanted to transition back in 2010, I felt like there was only a handful of black vegans on YouTube in comparison to now. So at that time, I was like, oh my goodness, there's somebody else. And I used to watch your channel all the time back then. Sweetest Vegan. Yeah. And some other people before I started my channel. So what was your inspiration for getting started?
I started the Facebook page, and then I noticed, like, once I started the Facebook page, I found, like other, you know, vegan pages, and then I would go to their pages and find out if they had YouTube channels, and I was like, oh, okay. So I started watching their videos, and it just really inspired me to, like, share my vegan journey as well. And, like you said, when I started my YouTube channel, it was just like to share my journey. But then I realized, hey, there's not very many of us black vegans on here. So I thought, well, yeah, maybe I can have a different voice and be able to be a part of the like YouTube, the vegan YouTube movement. Mm-hmm. But, you know, show that they're are black vegans in the world, even though we don't see a lot of them.
Yeah.
We're out here.
So how did your family feel about it? Let's start with your husband. How did he feel about the transition? Were you already married when you did it? Or was it?
Yeah,
you were already married. So he knew you when you probably used to go, you know, get down with chicken and all that other stuff. So now, what did that look like?
Yeah. I was the chicken wing queen. So like, that's how like everybody knew me. Like when I like transitioned to veganism, they were like, "What do you mean? You give up chicken? I don't understand this." And so my husband was like at the top of that list. He did not take it well at all. And I mean, it's funny because we can laugh about it now, but like at the time he was like, it was hard for him. It really was. It was really hard for him. He didn't understand it. He didn't know like what we were going to eat. He was like, you're a changed person. Like, I don't know you anymore. I was like, but where's I'm my still wife? The same. Yes, basically. Like, Invasion of the Body Snatchers came and I was gone. I was a pod person now, so he couldn't handle it.
Oh my goodness. So like, and, what are, at the time, because he wasn't too interested in this idea, did you make two separate meals, or did you just kind of let him do his own thing and you did your own thing? How did that look?
At first, because I was not vegan before we got married, I felt like really bad about like just making vegan meals and he wasn't interested. Mm-hmm. So I did make two meals, like, or I would just make the meal that I was having and like add meat to his.
Yes.
And then like after a while I was like, oh, this is really gross. It's like touching the meat and right. stuff. Yeah. I don't want to smell it, and I can't taste it to tell you if it tastes good or not. So I was just like, yeah, you just gotta, if you want meat, you have to make meat and stuff, and like anything with dairy, you have to do it so you can, especially if you want it to taste good, because I can't taste it and tell you if it tastes good or not. So
right.
Yeah, after a while I was just like, yeah, you gotta make your own stuff. And so but I think it helped him because he started like cooking more and getting more into cooking, and then like eventually he started to see me drop weight, and I just felt like I felt better, and he started to see the positive aspects of it, and I think that's what got him like to like just chill out, calm down, and realize, hey, this is a good thing. And us going to like vegan restaurants and him trying the vegan food, that helped as well because he really liked it. Like, what his thing is, if it tastes good, he'll eat it. Mm-hmm. So
I feel so, like that most people are like that, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's always good. If it looks right, they'll like, okay, I'll try it at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how is it? So now is he probably, it sounds like he's vegan friendly. And I think in so many ways, that's all you can ask for when it comes to family is just kind of like, as long as they'll enjoy the food at home and they're like open-minded. I mean, that's about the best we can do, right? So how is he feeling about everything now? I know you said that he was happy about he saw your weight loss and he saw your transformation. So how is he feeling okay about, how does he feel about the lifestyle overall now?
I think he feels great. I think he feels like really good about it. And that's what he tells everyone now, is that he's vegan friendly. Like whenever we go out, so that mm-hmm. That they know like, hey, I'm not quite there yet, but I enjoy eating the food. And now like I only make vegan meals for us. And I mean, since he's busier at work, he doesn't like to cook that often. I'd say like the most he cooks is like once a week. So the majority of the time he's eating vegan meals. So yeah, I feel like right now it's like a complete 180 from where he was before. And like even now when he goes out with his friends or family, he tells them, you know, the positive aspects of eating a plant-based diet and how it'll help you and how it helped him lose weight. And you just feel so much healthier and stronger, and it's just so much better for you. And it's so crazy to see him doing that now, telling people. And he's not even like really vegan, like fully vegan yet. So I think it's just really cool to see the transformation just in him.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's awesome. So what are your favorite? I know these days you eat mostly raw, and your Instagram is amazing, guys. Check out her Instagram. It's vegan what on Instagram. Yeah, your picture quality has come like leaps and bounds. I remember when I didn't even feel like you were posting food pictures, and now it's like
right.
This is like this art show now. So let's talk about some of the things that you like to eat now, because I know overall it's most, well, I don't know. Let me not assume that. Based on your Instagram, right, it looks like you eat a lot of raw food. But is that, are you mostly raw or do you eat a lot of cooked food too?
I think it changes. Like, I don't know, because I get bored easily, like with food and with working out and stuff. So I know, like, with my food, it'll be, hey, I'm fully raw. And then I'll be like, I miss cooked food. And then I'll be like, okay, I'm mostly raw. And then I'll be like, I really, really miss cooked food. And then I'll go to like fully cooked. And then I'll miss raw food. So it changes. Like, I'm never like the same.
Yeah. What's going, it's just like based on what's going on in your life, right? And how you're feeling. Yeah. So what are some of your favorite dishes to like eat now? So for, I guess, what would be like a typical dinner for you right now?
I would say a typical dinner would be like either rice and veggies, or like I love burrito bowls. Mm-hmm. So I love like throwing in like, and it doesn't have to be like brown rice or anything, but I love throwing in like rice, beans, like salsa, avocado, and then I'll make like a vegan cheese sauce and then pour that on top and munch on that. Or I do sometimes, I'm trying to be better about it, doing meal preps. Mm-hmm. So that way I can have like a different meal like every day throughout the week without having to cook every day. So mm-hmm. I'll do like a meal prep on Sunday. And sometimes it'll be like a pasta dish, or like I'll do like pita bread pizzas and use like hummus on it and veggies. Or let's see, I love rice, like in veggies, like I love that.
That is like my favorite rice. Oh my gosh, it's so weird when people ask me what's your favorite food. I say rice, and they're like, rice is your favorite food? No, yeah, it is. Like I can eat that every day, all day. So I get it. Yeah. What other changes have happened in your life since making the transition to vegan lifestyle? Like, I guess as far as like work and leisure time. How does that look different for you now that you've made a transition, or do you feel like it's pretty much the same?
I feel, well, as far as like leisure time, I feel like it's the same, because like when my husband and I used to go out before I was vegan, you know, just like go to the movies, go out to a restaurant, and now I just feel like we just replaced it with like a vegan restaurant. But as far as work, it's like completely changed for me. I went from like, well, I came out here because I'm a writer and an actress. And so that was like our main goal to come out here, was for my career. And as the years went on, I noticed that it's like harder to be mainstream. So I had to go more independent. Mm-hmm. And it's even harder to be independent because you still like need money to produce your projects. So it's like now my focus is on making my business vegan so that I can fund my film projects. So I've had to like, I never thought in my life that I would be running a vegan business, like ever.
Wow. So what are you doing? I didn't know. So what are you doing with your business?
Well, right now I'm finishing up a dessert ebook. And then I'm working on a vegan t-shirt line.
Is it going to be raw vegan desserts or just some cooked food in there too, like pies? Or what does that look like so far? Because I need raw. Come on, Stephanie. Yeah. I need raw food. Because yeah. See, my well, thing is I love cooked food. I love like, you know, hearty soups, and I love pasta and bread and all of those things. But when it comes to desserts, I really love simple raw vegan desserts, you know. I love them, and I just hate that I got out of making them. I used to make them a whole lot at one point, and then I just stopped and I started going back to like cupcakes and stuff like that. But if I knew that it was like a good option out there, I would definitely buy that right on up. So yeah, if you have some raw recipes, put those in there, because I need them.
But yeah, it is like, it's a raw dessert book. And I have to agree with you about, like, the cupcakes and stuff, because, I mean, that's what helped me put the weight back on, was, like, the vegan junk food and stuff. And I have to, like, remind people about that, because once you go vegan, as far as for the health aspect, people are just like, they lose weight, they feel great, and then they like realize that there's like vegan cookies and chips and all this stuff out there, and then the weight comes back on. You're like, wait a minute.
This is my life. I understand that. I know that life. Yes, because it's so, I love that you brought that up, because I really want you to share some tips on how to, I guess, maintain your weight, lose weight, and then maintain that, because that was a struggle for me, and it still is a struggle for me right now. Yeah. So it's kind of like one of those things in which when I started, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like losing weight, and I wasn't even trying to lose weight. That's so cool, you know? And then when I was like, wait, Oreos are vegan? Wait, what? This is vegan? Oh, what? Plain Fritos are vegan? What? I can eat this? I can. I'm like, oh man. So I start eating all of those things.
Right.
What tips would you have for someone who is looking to lose weight?
I feel like if your goal is to lose weight, my best advice to tell you is to eat whole foods, like plant foods. Just like stick to your vegetables, stick to your fruits, stick to your refined sugar-free desserts, stick to like grains and stuff, just like the healthy stuff that's going to fill you up. But if you're just looking just to be vegan and you want like sweets every now and then yeah, have the vegan desserts and have the vegan junk food every now and then. But just realize that stuff is not fat free. It's going to catch up with you. And I'm living proof of that.
Yes.
So.
But the thing is, okay, so that's, and it's one of those things that, of course, in theory, that sounds amazing. Like you want to eat as many whole ingredients as possible, lots of greens. Keep it simple, right? But then I think that people run into the situation in which they are feel bored and hungry if that's all they're eating. Because it's kind of hard in my mind to go from eating steak and fast food and things like that to, I'm going to eat a bowl of greens, you know? So how do you... No, and not in it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's true. It's kind of like it's a big difference. Because first of all, people say, well, I feel tired, I feel hungry. What do I do now for those situations? So what advice would you have to kind of keep it so that there's more variety and it's not boring and tasteless? Because that's a concern that so many people have about transitioning.
I feel when you're transitioning, I feel like you're going to want to like replace like your meat and your dairy with those alternatives. Like you're going to want to replace it with like some Gardein and stuff. You just want to be able to make the transition as delicious as possible. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you're just eating salads or if you're just eating rice and beans, you will get bored.
Yes.
And I feel like you need to make sure that you season your food.
Girl, say that again.
Season it well. Like, add those seasonings. Taste it as you're going when you're cooking your food. And even, like, I feel like with dressings and stuff, we're always told to, like, eat, like, balsamic vinegar to make it, like, fat-free and stuff. But, I mean, that gets boring, too. People want, like, yummy dressing. So play around with dressing recipes on online, or if you like don't even feel like making them, then just buy the store-bought vegan dressing recipe and like flavor your food. But like make, like if it's healthy, then go ahead and have like, you know, some of that fat, you know, that extra fat every now and then, and just make sure that you're like exercising and stuff. So I mean, I feel like you just have to have balance, but that's hard too.
Yes,
you know, I feel like you just have to do your best. Because
you,
I'm like struggling getting back into like, you know, making sure that I'm exercising well and like just sometimes just making sure I'm like eating enough, because when you get busy with work, you know what I mean? I feel like you don't even pay attention to like what you're eating sometimes.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
And I just feel like you have to, like, when you do, like, your meal prep and batch cooking, you have to just look at it as in, like, I'm going to sacrifice one day to prep all my meals and cook all my meals for the week, so that way I don't have to cook every day. So that's how I have to go into it, is, like, okay, this one day I just got to, like, sacrifice some hours, put it in that way, like for the rest of the week, I don't have to think about it anymore.
Yes, and it always feels so great when it's time for dinner and you don't have, you're like, oh, I gotta eat dinner, and then you're like, oh, it's already done. That's yep. Like you'll get that feeling alone will make you like get it together for, even if you don't want to cook for the whole week, at least cook for like, you know, 2 or 3 days. That saves right. So much time.
As far as maintaining, I think it's all about balance, you know, like just making sure that you're eating as healthy as possible throughout the week, and like having those treats every now and then, and maybe even like a little more. Because if your goal is not to lose weight, if you're like, you feel like you're good where you are, then I guess you can have like a few extra treats and not stress about it. But I mean, I guess you have to be careful with that as well, because then you don't want to be like overindulging, like, oh, well, I can have this, and then it comes, like, one cupcake turns into, like, five, mm-hmm. And you're like, wait a minute.
How did that happen, right?
But I also don't want to, like, tell people what and what not to eat, because mm-hmm. I feel like we get too crazy about that, and because obsessive, and I was like that, especially, like, once I started putting the weight back on, I became very obsessive about, like, losing the weight, so I just want to like make sure people don't get into that. You know what I mean? It's like, I feel like it can be like stressful and scary, because you want this experience as a vegan to be an enjoyable one, because you want to keep, as if you're coming from it as being like a vegan for the rest of your life, you want to make sure that you're doing this for the animals as well as your health. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to be so focused on your health or so focused on losing weight that you just give up and go back to like, you know, calorie restriction with eating meat and eggs and dairy again.
Yes, that is a really good point. Yes, it does happen a lot. I think that. And because another part of health, too, is like our mental health, you know, so, you know, stressing ourselves out about food all the time is not good. You know, that's not, even if you are eating healthy, I think it's supposed to be more of like a holistic lifestyle, emotional health, mental health, all of those things. So if you feel, you know, guilty all the time and you're not, like, your lack of progress, or you feel like you're not vegan enough or healthy enough, then that just, like you said, is counterproductive. And so I think that's a really, really good point, is that you know, obsessive nature is not good for anybody. Before we wrap up, what tips would you give to someone who is interested in transitioning to a vegan lifestyle? Like, what can they do right now to get started?
I feel like right now you have so much information at your fingertips. I really do. Like, when I started, you definitely had to do some research. It wasn't that hard, but I feel like now it's even easier. I would just say, just go online. You just go on YouTube, research on the internet, just say, how do I go vegan? And I promise you, you will find so many tips. There's so much information out there. I would say the easiest step is just to look online and do your research. I wouldn't just dive in, because I feel like that's what messes people up sometimes. It's just like, well, I'm going vegan and I'm just going to eat some salads and, you know, some rice and beans and I'll be fine. No, don't do that. Yeah. Just do a little bit of, I would just say take a day or two, or just go out throughout the week, do a little bit of research online. And there's like so much information out there. You will find plenty of tips and tricks to help you on your journey. And I would just say, is just start slowly replacing stuff. Like, do a meatless Monday, where like maybe you replace your breakfast, you have like oatmeal, and then like lunch have a really hearty salad with like some really good dressing on top, some vegan dressing on top. And then dinner, do like find yourself like some garden and do like your vegan chicken with like rice, beans, and sauteed veggies. I feel like there's so many like ways you can do it, but definitely like please do your research online and just go from there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on. It was such a pleasure. Before we leave, can you tell people how they can reach you? How do you want us to reach out to you?
You can find me like on all social media at Vegan What. So it's like really easy to find me. I would say my main social media right now is Instagram, so definitely look for me there.
Yes, and I'll make sure that I link all of Stephanie's information at brownvegan.com as well for you. And it was a pleasure again. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.